The Breeder by Eden Bradley, read by Chloe Ryan and Teddy Hamilton.
Prologue. In 2012, the world came to a grinding halt as radiation hit from a massive solar storm. Crops died, animals perished, cities fell, and humans became little more than beasts themselves. Under the threat of starvation, civility was reduced to mere memory. Only the strongest men survived, and physically weaker women and children wasted to nothingness. More than a century later, humanity struggles in the desert wasteland. The solar radiation rendered most women infertile, and the population dwindles more with each year that passes. Scattered up and down coasts, isolated cities eke out an existence from fishing, foraging, and hunting for what little game is left. Outside the city walls, men face the threats of pirates and raiders. Few women remain, divided into four classes: whores, breeders, priestesses, and wanderers. They are as reviled as they are worshipped, a commodity any man must pay to touch. To touch a whore, a man must sacrifice his riches. To touch a breeder, a man must sacrifice his freedom. To touch a priestess, a man must be chosen by the gods. And to touch a wanderer may end up costing him his life. There is only one rule in the wasteland: survive. Chapter 1. The scent of burning sage hung heavy in the air, along with the tinkling of cymbals and a keen anticipation. The citizens of Croy Wen filled the temple of the great goddess, the Unnamed One. Hundreds of men gathered together in the vaulted caves that housed the temple, pressing as close as the guards would allow. Natara watched, silent and filled with yearning, from behind the curtain which kept the novitiate breeders hidden and separate from the men, for no breeder was seen or touched by any man until the day of her sacrifice. Today was such a day. Seti, one of Natara's sister breeders, walked down the center aisle of the vast temple, the floors and walls impossibly smooth, the ceiling arching high overhead. No one knew how this place had been made, but it was said the goddess had carved the temple from the mountain herself and polished it to reflect her own perfection. Seti's dark head was held high as she moved, her curved body clothed in the sleeveless red tunic of the breeders, the cowl pulled over her head so that her face was shadowed, hidden from view. Her narrow waist was belted by a wide blue sash, signifying her transition into womanhood. The firelight of the torches gleamed in her hair, which fell to her waist in a soft curtain. Cymbals clanged, the chanting of the crone priestess growing louder as Seti approached the altar, a high stone slab, which was draped in furs and linens. A eunuch stood guard at the head of the stone slab, his eyes on the citizens, most carefully not watching the young breeder, who moved slowly toward the altar, and the man who was bound there, naked, drugged, erect. The sacrifice. Natara's heart beat faster as Seti stopped, bowed before the altar and lowered the cowl, the draped fabric falling to bare her stomach and the rise of her lush, round breasts. A cheer went up from the onlookers at Seti's dark beauty, and Natara saw a small smile light her friend's face before she walked up the stone stairs of the altar. Seti climbed onto the stone slab, standing over the sacrifice, one bare foot on either side of his body. Natara saw the strain of his muscles, his skin sheened in sweat. He was a man of the Wanderer clans, as the sacrifices always were. The men of those bands which wandered the wasteland were hardy, survivors, and kept the blood of the children the breeders bore to the earth strong. The sacrifice moaned as Seti untied her sash and laid it over his stomach, then pulled her tunic over her head. The crowd cheered, tension rising at the sight of her female figure, something which was denied them unless they were lucky enough to be chosen to breed.